our common Father, uni-being, endlessness, having decided to change the principle of the maintenance of existence of that still unique cosmic concentration and sole place of his most glorious being, began by altering the functioning itself of these two primordial sacred laws, and he made the greater change in the law of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok. This change in the functioning of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok consisted in the alteration of what is called the subjective action of three of its stopenders. In one, he lengthened the law conformable duration, in another he shortened it, and in a third, disharmonized it. To provide the stopender between the third and fourth points of deflection with the required property of absorbing for its functioning the automatic inflow of all surrounding forces, he prolonged its duration. And this is the stopender of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, which is still called the Mechano Coinciding Midnelin. And the stopender that he shortened is between the last point of deflection and the beginning of a new cycle of the completing process of this sacred law. By this shortening, for the purpose of facilitating the beginning of a new cycle, he predetermined that the functioning of this stopender would depend only upon the inflow through that stopender of external forces obtained from the results of the action of that cosmic concentration in which the completing process of this primordial sacred law is flowing. And this stopender of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok is the one that is still called the intentionally actualized Midnelin. As regards the third stopender, which was changed in its subjective action, and which is fifth in the series and is called Harnel Aout, its disharmony came about by itself, simply as a result of the change of the other two stopenders. This disharmony of its subjective functioning, resulting from its asymmetry in relation to the whole process of the sacred Heptaparaparshanok, consists in the following. If the completing process of this sacred law flows in conditions in which it is subject to many extraneously caused vibrations, its functioning produces only external results. But if this same process takes place in absolute quiet, in the absence of any extraneously caused vibrations whatever, all the results of the functioning of this stopender remain within that concentration in which the process is completed. And these results only become perceptible to the outside on direct and immediate contact with it. But if during the functioning of this process neither of these two sharply opposite conditions predominates, the results of its action usually divide into the external and the internal. Thus, from that time on, the actualization of the primordial sacred law of Heptaparaparshanok began to proceed in the greatest as well as the smallest cosmic concentrations with the subjective action of the stopenders changed in this way.